Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Stefana Johnson with Stefana Speaks, and I am excited to be back on the radio in 2015. It has been a whirlwind year, and I thought I'd start off this year with talking about speaking and how it actually inspires so much fright. It's amazing. Even in myself, I'm thinking, okay, I've done enough shows, I should be fine, that I can just get on and start speaking, and I know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to talk today about this concept, never let them see. Recently, I was with a group of women entrepreneurs and some executives, and we were going over how to present a presentation. I was teaching a workshop on this. And one of the things that I do whenever I teach a workshop or I have a group coaching, even in my own home, I use this. I'm kind of eccentric in this way, is I use aromatherapy, or I'll have some, whether it's incense or essential oils or something going on to bring and enhance our sense of smell. This is one thing I've learned from many years of working in theater and just life. You know, smell, the sense of smell can trigger so much. And I've learned to actually be able to gain an upper hand by bringing in a nice, more pleasant smell that actually can enhance your feelings and your calmness, as opposed to anxiety when you're getting ready to go on stage and, you know, opening night or whatever it is. And so I use this, and it's just a tool. I have one on my desk right now. It's doing cinnamon and lemon, and there's just different reasons why I choose different oils. Okay, that has nothing to do with that's not the point. The point is that our natural senses can trigger what I call this frightening experience of being on stage. Now, you know, I'm not a scientist around this, but I know for myself, after being on stage and doing films and doing projects and speaking to audiences of one to thousands, that debilitating fear of getting on stage is something that I can actually control with two key things. And it comes down to this concept that I'm going to kind of give an overall view of in this. So getting to this concept of never let them see you sweat, I thought this was really interesting, because one of the women in this workshop that I was doing actually asked me, well, what happens when you just start to sweat and, you know, you're pouring sweat out of your blouse is drenched? And I said, okay, well, one, there's either the room, the lights and the temperature of the room that needs to be handled. And if that can't be, then we have to dress accordingly, bring a towel to sop it up, or, you know, there's certain things that we can do physically to deal with that, because sometimes we can't handle, we can't shift or change the lighting. And sometimes we have to have really hot lights, especially if you're on stage and the lighting is set up a certain way. So it's interesting then to look at how, when we have this idea then, if it's not just that and it's her physical body reacting and maybe the room's freezing cold and yet you're pouring sweat. And knowing how our body is such a mechanism of this fight or flight, we get these endorphins or we get this cortisol stress level and we start panicking and it's hard to communicate because we're focused on the brain part of, like, what we're supposed to be doing, what I like to call, as far as getting stuck in our head. And so we're up on stage. So I'm give you an example as an actor. So if I was not prepared, if I didn't have my lines completely down and I wasn't completely connected with this character, my nerves would be exponentially worse. But if I had taken the time to rehearse I knew the lines cold. There was no tension on the script. There was no tension on the where my body should be or the mechanics of things, the props, the projector or whatever. So bringing this back to with the women and preparing for their presentations, and they had projectors, and they were going to do a slideshow, whatever the mechanics of that presentation needed to be in place, those were all in place, and they were rehearsed. So if all of that basic protocol was handled, then you can move that off of or check it off the checklist of what is going to contribute to you being scared. And when I'm saying scared or frightened and nervous, that's usually what causes that sweating to occur. And so then, as we were discussing this, and I was talking to this gal, and she was describing her terror, I asked her what it was that she thought she was actually doing up here when she was giving a presentation. And she went into this really interesting diatribe about the results that she expected. So she was setting herself up with unnecessary, and they were adding to her stress. Like, okay, I want them to buy. I want them to have a standing ovation. I want them this result. I want that result. And I said, okay, so what is that actually going to get you? And what we started to do was pull it down and pull it down and pull it down from all the what and the how it was going to happen and what needed to occur and all of this to why. And when it came down to the why and fully understanding why she was in that room in the first place and why she was giving that presentation in the first place, when we got past all of the mechanisms and all of the structured mechanics of this is what's supposed to happen. I have to have this statistic. I have to have this completed. I have to have this presentation as a result of this. And that, when she was talking about it, I could hear the anxiety starting to creep up in her voice. But then I spotted this spark of passion that had been buried by the mechanics of getting all of the logistics done and the logistics in place for doing a successful presentation. I mean, you can imagine if someone's going to give a TED Talk or someone's going to do something, there's all kinds of reasons that they should be nervous and all kinds of reasons why what should happen is what should happen. And even if it's just a room of your peers or whatever that circumstance is, when we keep going after it, well, what is the result, we see where this perpetuates the nervousness. So why I'm saying all of this is because we went around a bit of a circle in speaking and the stage fright and why we sweat on stage, and we did a little checklist of, okay, do we have a script? Do we know the script? Do we know the mechanics? Do we have all of those in place? Do we have backups in place? So plan A, plan B, plan C. Good. Okay, so that's done. Now, let's get to the heart of the matter. And let's talk about why you're even standing up in the room speaking in the first place. And then that's where I had to unlock the depth of passion that had really been buried by all of that mechanics. And so as I'm speaking here, telling you this, I remember she was one of the ones that had signed herself up to be the very last speaker. And then as the room was finishing all of their exercises to go through, because all of the women were going up on stage to do their presentation to prepare. And it was something that we were practicing. So she was the last one. And when she went up there and she saw, and we went through the whole process, and we went through the stage, everything you rehearsed, all the lines, all the specifics, just let it go and just connect with that passion. Connect with your why. why you're doing this, why you believe in this, why you believe that this is the change that your company needs, and why you believe and want everyone to get on board with this, and just talk to us that way. And I said, you have nothing to lose, right? And so as we agreed with this, and she agreed with me, that we have nothing to lose. We're in a safe environment, et cetera. And she got up there, and it was the most powerful, passionate 18 minutes we had heard, because this woman was completely connected, and things that she hadn't even thought of started coming out of her because she was so connected to her heart and to her passion and able to articulate that in a way that moved us to tears and moved us to laughter and moved us to joy and moved us to want to get on board with her mission. And that's the difference between speaking from your heart rather than your head, and why I encourage all of us, because we all have something powerful to say. And there are steps that we need to take to practice and to prepare and to set up the what and the how, but it does not come before why we're doing it in the first place. And if we can start with that, if we can start with that connection to our heart and our passion, and our, so when I'm saying passion, I'm talking about our depth of belief, why we believe in what we believe in, why we're saying what we're saying, and it will come out in such a different way, and your attention will fall away from the sweat pouring off your armpits, and the thing is, they won't even see that you're sweating, because they'll be so engrossed with you and so in touch with what you're saying, but it's because you've touched them. And so the connection there results in this kind of communication that gets your message across in that passionate and beautiful way that results in your clients taking action, or your customers taking action, or your audience, whether it's your peers or your boss or whomever it is that you're giving this presentation to, they are moved to take action. They're moved to go in a direction that you're asking them to go in when you lead from that direction. So that's what I wanted to talk about today and give you the feel that it's not just about not sweating. We're going to sweat. There is going to be nervousness, but that's not the thing that our attention should be on. Our attention should be on our passion and being able to get in touch with that with ourselves so that we can communicate that and articulate that. We get better by communicating more and more in that realm and practicing. And yes, we can have scripts in place and systems, and that's what I work with. So I'd like to invite you to go to my website, stefanajohnson.com. I've done a relaunch, and I'm very excited about the direction of my company this year. I am going to see more of you on our Google Hangouts as well as on Blog Talk Radio. So until next time, speak your truth and stand in and up from your heart and share your light. Peace and blessings.